This process informs us about whether we are hungry or thirsty, hot or cold, safe or in danger, and lots more as well. When our sensory processing is working as it should, it is a highly complex system that helps us function normally in everyday life. However, when this processing doesn't work in the same way as most other people's, and a person has a sensory processing disorder, it can impact significantly on every aspect of daily living. Sensory processing disorder is sometimes also called sensory integration dysfunction, sensory sensitivities, or sensory over-responsivity. Sensory processing disorder is often referred to by its acronym, SPD, and we will use the shortened term throughout the rest of this course. As a standalone diagnosis, SPD is as yet unrecognized within the medical profession, although it is widely accepted that it is a very common symptom or a secondary diagnosis of other recognized diagnoses. Until comparatively recently, it was thought that SPD always occurred alongside other diagnosable conditions, although there is growing evidence that it can present as a single diagnosis on its own. This can mean that getting a diagnosis for SPD is particularly difficult when there are no other conditions present, and it also means that many people with SPD may have been misdiagnosed with other conditions, most commonly ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, but sometimes with other conditions too, including autism. There are a number of conditions for which SPD is very commonly also present. When two conditions are found to be co-occurring in the same individual, these are called comorbidities. It means that if someone has one of a group of conditions, they are highly likely to also be diagnosed with one or more within the same group. However, many people only have one diagnosable condition from these groups. With SPD, there are a number of potential comorbidities, including seizures or epilepsy, autism, intellectual disability, ADHD, ADD, attention deficit disorder, bipolar disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, Tourette syndrome, general anxiety disorder, clinical depression, visual disorders, and auditory disorders. The vast majority of children and adults who are on the autistic spectrum also have SPD, as do many with ADHD. The symptoms of SPD on their own can be quite similar to ADHD, and consequently, a misdiagnosis of ADHD is quite common, although many people have both ADHD and SPD. We've already discussed that SPD is caused by differences in the way that our senses are processed. So next, we will look at each of our senses in turn and how a difficulty in processing each sense can impact on a person's perception of the world around them. This, in turn, can lead to difficulties such as anxiety or behavioural differences. Until comparatively recently, it was generally accepted that we have five senses. However, more recently, three additional senses have been identified, so there are now eight in total. SPD can affect different people in different ways. Some people with SPD are overstimulated by their senses, others are understimulated, and many have a mixture of both under- and overstimulation. We will look at these differences in more detail later in the course. But first, we'll look at the senses, and first, vision. We use our eyesight for all sorts of information that makes daily tasks much easier when we are able to process this information correctly. We are able to discern and differentiate between colour, shade, people's faces, movement, lighting, patterns and contrasts due to our visual perception. Our visual accuracy is largely responsible for our ability to read, write, take part in sports and other leisure activities, catch balls, drive cars or operate machinery. If vision is affected by SPD, it can make all of these tasks much more difficult. Additionally, someone who is overstimulated by visual information may become highly sensitive and distracted by the visual activity they are experiencing. This may mean that they can only cope by tuning out or looking away. Others may find it very difficult to decide what they need to be focusing on, or they may hyperfocus, which means they stare intently at one aspect of what is going on around them as a method of tuning out all the confusing and conflicting visual information that is flooding their senses. Others who are understimulated by visual information may not notice things easily and may put themselves in danger by walking